Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This next story might change the way you look at vacant storefronts. It's about a group of artists and designers who've transformed an empty retail space in Boston into something they hope will be vital to the neighborhood. It opens to the public today. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports.
When you walk down a city street past dark, vacant storefronts, do you see blight or possibility? Well, about 9 months ago, some artists took the idea of empty real estate, mashed it up with a need, and created a challenge.
I like to have these kinds of things happen in my neighborhood, where there's temporary things that come and go and there's creative use of space.
Meet Leslie Duvall. She moved to Boston's Chinatown 4 years ago with her two children and her husband, Sam, who's also an artist and a musician. As residents here, they noticed something was missing, a library. In record time, they pulled together a daring community-driven project called the Chinatown Storefront Library.
We're just talking about where to put the books and in what order.
We're playing a little game here of mimicking what libraries do. We're going to have policies about computer use. We will have some rules.
Keeping your voice down, for instance. But while the storefront library is stocked with donated books in English and Chinese and is fully functional, there's a catch.
We don't have a permanent space, and we don't have a permanent staff. So it's ephemeral.
And that's the point, according to Duvall, who also started an organization called Boston Street Labs. This library will only be open for 3 months. Why? Because she says it's an experiment and a demonstration project. It's meant to illustrate the political, civic, and creative will it takes to make something like this happen in a city like Boston. It also shows how short-term solutions can be pulled off much more quickly than going through the normal bureaucratic channels.
You know, it's political, and it's thinking about all the different sides and really trying to craft a project that works for everybody.
Everybody includes collaborating designers and advocates from Chinatown, but also architects, the city of Boston, and the national real estate developer that donated the vacant space for the three-month period. People from the real Boston Public Library served as advisors for the storefront in Chinatown. Amy Ryan's the president there.
I call it the guerrilla library.
Because, Ryan says, the artists behind the temporary library were nimble. They operated off the grid, broke the rules, and bypassed the red tape that comes with building a real permanent library.
What they artfully did is create a facility to fill an intellectual need or a cultural need. And that's what's so exciting about the complex thinking of the group that they pulled together.
Ryan acknowledges that if the Chinatown storefront library wasn't temporary, it likely wouldn't be open at all. And while there's a ton of excitement around the fact that the library project got off the ground and got off quickly, fact is, it's been a long time coming. Two people in particular have dedicated themselves to this mission for years, Marika Trotter and Stephanie Fan.
This is something that I've wanted to see back in the community ever since the Chinatown branch library disappeared in the 50s.
Stephanie Fan grew up in Chinatown and remembers the old library well. She helped start an advocacy group called the Friends of the Chinatown Library and admits the traditional route for getting a library built in Boston has been frustrating.
Of course it's been frustrating. You know, 10 years is a long time to wait for a library, and, you know, it looks like it's going to be at least 10 years.
The other person, designer and architect Marika Trotter, led a feasibility study that was commissioned by the city of Boston in 2007. It looked hard at what it would take to construct a permanent branch in Chinatown. Things were looking good. Then, Trotter says, the economy tanked. But her work didn't go to waste.
From a design point of view, our goal was to create an exciting, fresh, speculative kind of prototype of what a library in the 21st century might be like.
And that's what the Chinatown Storefront Library is, says Trotter, even if it is temporary. Trotter and Stephanie Fan say they will continue to advocate for a permanent library after the temporary one shuts its doors in 3 months. But artist Leslie Duvall and her husband have other plans. They say they want to take a step back from it.
and leave it as it is, than the storefront library, and have it be this experimental thing that is temporary, that sparks new ideas, and also gives people a vision of the city and what it could be with a mix of uses.
And so, Leslie and Sam Duvall are on the lookout for buildings with holes in their leases, little slices of time, vacant real estate, so they can percolate their next experiment that will surely rely on borrowed spaces in Boston. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.